local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And maybe a little cooler today, says Dr. Bill, but everything's relative when we're talking about August. 77 now at FM Talk 106.5. Doc's forecast on the way right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Spring Hill Toyota.com traffic center, we do have an overturned vehicle in Pritchard, 45 just north of Branch Road near Shelton Beach Road. Arnie, you've got delays in each direction, so watch your speed through there. Also, you'll see Mobile Police Department running a lot of radar right by the fairgrounds up towards Schillinger and Ziegler, but no delays from Moffitt, Dolphin, and Airport in 65, and we're looking good downtown and across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your traded value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Concerned with the safety of our school-aged children, the management and staff of Lyon, Frye, and Cadden Insurance Agency, Midtown Parth South, and Mobile, remind drivers to always obey the safety patrol and stay within the speed limits in school zones. Keep your eyes on the road, always buckle up, and never text while driving. Let's make this school year a safe one. This safety reminder brought to you by the management and staff of Lyon, Frye, Cadden Insurance Agency, Midtown Parth South, and Mobile.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
7:08 FM Talk 106.5 Wednesday edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Additional traffic issues out there this morning.
Yeah, slow going on Dolphin Street, according to somebody who called in to us. East of Ann Street right now, he said about 25 power trucks working on the lines on Dolphin Street. 20 to 25 power trucks, which seems like a lot, but
he could barely get down Dolphin as it is.
Seriously,
now you've lined those up on the side.
So he said Dolphin Street, east of Ann Street right now, pretty crazy traffic conditions with all those power trucks in the road.
Okay, and as we, I don't know, I guess that area still, I didn't see anything from Alabama Power. I guess folks down there out of, without power. You said your power went off a few times yesterday.
Yeah, I lost power once or twice yesterday when a storm rolled through, but I'm not sure about Dolphin Street right now with their power situation. Obviously, something needs worked on.
All right, so that's what's causing the slowdown there. Also, on the way, we'll talk about a little bit more about this Lyme disease research that came out. You heard at the bottom of the hour news of more states coming under the percentage, active cases of Lyme disease. It used to be a thing that was kind of a northeastern deal, although there have been cases in the state of Alabama for a couple of decades, but now those numbers are up. And speaking of things that are up, I didn't know when. You know, I always have this story. I didn't know when it would fall, but the first store to put Christmas decorations for sale.
In August.
It has happened. I'll tell you more about that coming up. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A missing senior alert is in effect right now for a Bullock County man. He could be anywhere in the state. 82-year-old Norman Ivey could be suffering from a condition which may impair his judgment. That's according to authorities. He was last seen at his home in Union Springs around 3 p.m. on Monday. He's described as being 5 foot 5 inches tall, black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with any information is urged to contact 911 if you know of Mr. Ivy's whereabouts, or you can contact the Bullock County Sheriff's Office at 334-738-2670. A security system did its job, scaring a would-be burglar away, preventing him from entering Cammie's Old Dutch ice cream shop. A man caught on camera trying to break into the popular Midtown Mobile business was caught on surveillance video as you see him throw a flower pot, the owner says, into the front door at the business located on Old Shell Road at Florida Street around 2:30 a.m. on Sunday. The shop's owner said he did try to disable the alarm before he smashed the glass. He ran away, though, once the alarm sounded. If you have information on who this man may be, call Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The concerned folks of Cook's Pest Control in Mobile reminds you to stay alert behind the wheel. It's back to school time. Slow down as you approach congested school zones and crosswalks. And always stop when you see the flashing red lights of stopped school buses. Remember, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. This tip from the concerned folks of Cook's Pest Control in Mobile, leaders in community affairs along the Gulf Coast.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is taken into custody overnight, charged in a machete attack. According to a series of tweets from Mobile Police Department, two men got into a fight. 24-year-old Michael Walker then pulled out a machete and attacked the other man. Happened early this morning near Imogene and Orleans Streets in Midtown Mobile. The victim was rushed to the hospital. We do not know his condition at this hour. Pensacola police are looking for a man they say kidnapped a woman outside a bar in the downtown area and then raped her. Surveillance video shows the man carrying the woman to his car. She appears unconscious in the video. You can watch that video to see if you can identify the man on WKRG.com. The first bell will ring for several schools in our area this morning. Students and teachers are returning to Satsuma City Schools, schools in Escambia County, Alabama, Mobile Christian School in Mobile, and schools in Greene County, Mississippi. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's 7:12 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears had Tuesday night off, but they'll begin a five-game series tonight right here in Mobile against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. First pitch scheduled for 6:35 p.m. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves and Washington Nationals split a doubleheader. The Nationals picked up a win in Game 1, 8-3, but the Braves got them back in Game 2 with a 3-1 win. Edgar Inciarte had a two-run triple in the ninth inning to put the Braves ahead.
Hot shot! Fair ball! Headed for the corner. That's going to score Freddie. It kicks off the wall. Ball gets by Harper. Markakis around third. Throw toward the plate. Offline! And the Braves get two in the ninth.
Matt Carpenter hit his 30th home run of the season with his St. Louis Cardinals beating Miami 3-2.
3-2. Carpenter, a high fly ball, lifted out to deep right. At the wall, number 30! 30 home runs for Carpenter! St. Louis on top, 3-2.
The Philadelphia Phillies got the win over Arizona 5-2. Boston beat Toronto 10-7 in 10 innings. The Houston Astros beat San Francisco 2-1, thanks to an 8th-inning 2-run homer by Tyler White.
This ball sent to left field, high in the air and deep. All the way back, Slater at the wall, gone! Tyler White is in a two-run home run! And just like last night, the Astros trailing the whole game 1-0. Take a 2-1 lead here on Tyler White.
Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 4-3, ending a three-game losing streak. And the Yankees beat the White Sox 4-3. In 13 innings. Cleveland Browns rookie wide receiver Antonio Callaway was cited for marijuana possession and driving with a suspended license when he was stopped early Sunday morning in Strongsville, Ohio. Callaway was a fourth-round pick in this year's NFL draft out of the University of Florida. According to the police report, he was arrested at 3 a.m. on Sunday morning after being stopped for a traffic violation, failing to yield to oncoming traffic. after police determined Callaway was driving with a suspended license, an officer found a small amount of suspected marijuana. Callaway is due in court on Thursday morning, and he had a turbulent college career at Florida. Callaway was suspended twice and missed the entire 2017 season for allegedly using stolen credit card information to fund bookstore accounts. Callaway tested positive for drugs at the NFL Combine prior to being drafted by the Browns. In some college basketball news, Michigan head coach John Boeheim underwent a successful scheduled double bypass heart surgery on Monday in Ann Arbor. Boeheim's expected to leave the hospital in a few days, and he hopes to be fully active by the time the Wolverines begin fall practice in October. Michigan assistant Sadie Washington will serve as the team's interim head coach during Boeheim's absence. Back in April, Boeheim led Michigan to its second national title game appearance since 2013, where the Wolverines lost to Villanova 79-62. And in the NBA, Philadelphia 76ers first-round pick Zaire Smith has been diagnosed with a fractured left foot after suffering the injury Monday during a developmental camp. Smith is scheduled for surgery later this week, but his recovery timetable is currently unclear. 716 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, an accident with injuries, an overturned vehicle at Industrial Parkway at Shelton Beach Road at Pritchard. Avoid that area if you can. You see a little bit of backup. Also at Mary G. Montgomery, just off of Moffitt Road, you've got some heavier pockets of traffic and no other accidents in the roadways. There's a beer pairing dinner coming up at the Battle House Hotel August 11th. Partnering with local brewmaster Serta's Brewery. Indulge on four beers and four courses for only $50. Call 338-5441, the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At Hardee's, slider time is all the time, starting with huge flavor. Applewood smoked bacon or freshly grilled sausage. Fluffy eggs and melty cheese all on a toasty little bun. Get two for $2.99 all morning. Then keep the day going with our charbroiled beef sliders, layered with melty cheese on a toasted bun. That's big burger flavor starting at just $1.25. We ain't on Pacific time. This is slider time. All day, every day. Bring your hunger to Hardee's. Available now for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The management and staff of OWA on the Foley Beach Express remind drivers to be aware that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert, be prepared to stop suddenly when driving where children are frequently found, observe speed limits in school zones, cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers, and always buckle up. Slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and don't text while driving. This message provided by the management and staff of OWA on the Foley Beach Express, community leaders taking part in the annual back-to-school safety program.
Plan to visit Big Beach Brewing in Gulf Shores on Thursday, August 23rd, and try their special beer, Share the Beach Loggerhead, and meet others who support the work of the Alabama Coastal Foundation and its important programs to protect and preserve our marine environment. For each beer sold, $1 will be donated to ACF. These outreach events are a free, fun, and easy way to learn how you can help protect our precious coastal areas. Learn more at joinacf.org.
720 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about the concierge service you have for finding vehicles. I know this for a fact because you've worked on this for me in the past. Larry, would you go out and find great vehicles that we want, whether they're trucks or SUVs or cars?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. Well, as a matter of fact, we got three to try to find today. We've been working on them for a couple of days, so we're continuing. And then, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen quick. Sometimes it happens daily. You know, we just never know. So we just keep plugging away.
Now, what I like is I'm going to tell people my personal experience with this is you'll get a call from Larry or David or somebody will say, hey, I'm looking at this. Why don't you like this vehicle? You like that color? This is close to what you were talking about. I mean, y'all were keeping in contact with me, and I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. We do our best to do that. You know, like I say, we can pull it up on the big screen. We can send them, you know, text. We can email them. We can scan it and email them, send them pictures. So, David's a technology expert, so I just watch him go.
Well, I'll tell you what. If somebody wants that personalized service, how do they get in touch with y'all?
They could come see us at Highway 90 West in Theodore. They can get online at lcmmotorcars.com, like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. It is nice. It's a nice feature. As I was looking for a vehicle, they would say, David would send me a text, what about this one? This one, okay, this got this many miles. It's this color. I know you wanted this, but what if it did this? I mean, it really kind of, like, while you're doing whatever you do every day, you know, you're not searching for, let the experts do that, and they just keep in contact with you. It's like having a concierge service.
Yeah, that's the reason why they have the job. That's what they're good at.
Yeah, they are very good at it. All right, 7:21. Speaking of being good at the job, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Biloxi this morning as we now know even more information about a fatal train collision involving a bus, which happened in 2017. The National Transportation Safety Board has determined that the probable cause of that accident was a failure on behalf of the City of Biloxi and CSX Transportation. NTSB said both parties failed to communicate about vehicles getting stuck on those tracks, also known as grounding. The NTSB announced that maintenance that raised the crossing in 2014 resulted in nearly 20 incidents of vehicles getting stuck on the crossing, including that fatal collision. The board also concluded that all of the bus drivers' decisions that day were reasonable. There were 15 findings from the NTSB investigation, which included better communication and more proactive measures from every agency involved. Sadly, four people, they were passengers, they lost their lives in that accident. More than a dozen states are agreeing with the state of Nevada as it fights drug companies battling the use of their products in an inmate's execution. Republican attorneys generals from 15 states have filed documents, it did so on Monday, with the Nevada Supreme Court, arguing that drug company Alvogen's claims are part of a, quote, guerrilla war against the death penalty. The AGs represented 15 states, which include Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, and also Tennessee. According to the AP, Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt has asked the state's highest court to quickly review the matter so convicted killer Scott Raymond Dozier's twice postponed lethal injection can be put back on track for mid-November. You see, a judge has blocked that execution just hours before it was scheduled in July so she could hear from the drug makers and their claims that Nevada improperly obtained its sedative, midazolam. A second drug maker has joined this case. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:24, FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, I probably would have had some Christmas-type music queued up, but I think our computer system, the mainframe, locks us out of any kind of Christmas music to at least mid-November.
Can't do that.
Yeah, and even then, we won't allow it to be played till after Thanksgiving, so I don't have the bump music to go with it. But a story from CNBC says at least one store out there does have Christmas stuff up now, which would be, let's see, 140 days before December 25th.
I was about to Google and find out, but you already had it.
Selfridges is a department store in London. All right, I guess this is like the competitor to Harrods or something like that. Selfridges has put up their Christmas decorations. They do it by the end of July each year.
Goodness.
Selfridges say they start so early because of demand, Dalton. It's because of people. They want it. There's a hue and cry for them to put up Christmas stuff in July.
Yeah, I'm sure it has nothing to do with that being the place where the elves work when they're out, when they're not up in the North Pole.
It's just that they're at Selfridges in London. They're in Chelsea. They're hanging out. And it says their theory is for Selfridges that summertime is when they get the most tourism. Right? In London, mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. Travel to Europe for Americans and places, other places on the planet. So they say the people come to London, they want to buy gifts for the upcoming Christmas season, so they want to set the stage. But do you, even if you're going to buy something way ahead of time for Christmas, do you need to be, I mean, if you're going to go buy something, whether the Christmas decoration's up or not, I would imagine.
Yeah, you'd think so.
So there you go.
And
140 days before Christmas, y'all.
I'm surprised since they put them up in July. Is that right?
Yeah.
So
end of July every year.
When I've been walking around my neighborhood recently, there are at least two homes.
No, don't tell me
that they leave the lights up.
Okay. Well, there's a difference there. That's being efficient or lazy. Depends on who you look at. Because maybe he's listening this morning. We have a cabin up on the river. My buddy and I, we leave the Christmas lights up year round.
Awesome.
People might say, look, they already have their decorations up, and we'd say, well, they're kind of always up because, you know, we don't want to take a staple gun those things up along the side of the cabin. Why do we want to take them off?
The Selfridges of Washington County, I guess.
Yes, that's right. Southeast Washington County Selfridges. That's us. All right, so there it is. We'll see here stateside. Maybe we do a little a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, gambling's not legal here in Alabama, of course, right across the border. We could say we'll set this up out of Mississippi, some kind of pool that when will be the date of the first store in Mobile or Baldwin County?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a full-time Christmas store.
Okay.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, not, you know, some kind of Christmas land place. Some places, not that. That will be the first to put up Christmas decorations.
I think we should do that. That'd be fun.
You want to take a month here? I would say it's going to happen by October.
Okay.
Do you think that's
October?
Fair?
Yeah.
Or do you want to take another month, or do you want to get more narrow than that?
You know what? I've never been one to shy away from risks.
Right.
I'll say September.
Man.
We might have a store.
I have to give you odds on that.
Yeah, I would need some odds for sure. But September, I could see a store in Mobile putting up, or Baldwin County putting up some Christmas decorations.
We'll have to get this down in print, what we both agree to, and then we'll put this up, let everybody else get in on the action, and then decide how the rules
and
play out.
No funny business if you're a business owner. Cheating.
Right.
But yeah, I could. So you have October, I have September. I'll have to go over some stats, run the analytics through the computer, and just see.
Right, get the algorithm. Let's throw some other words in there.
Put the algorithm together, even though I don't know what any of those mean. But
put it in the ad machine, the abacus, and see what it comes up with.
Yeah, but
I say October. I say by, because there have been stories before that before Halloween, places have had Christmas decorations. Is it up or for sale?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it?
It's got to be up.
Okay, so they have to put, not just that they have it for sale, they put the Christmas decorations up.
Right, because Walmart, they go in succession, right? So they'll do October, they'll do Halloween, then right into Thanksgiving as soon as Halloween's over and those 25-cent candy bars are for sale.
Right.
And then Christmas after that. So, yeah, I'm going to go with when they put it up, and I'm going to say September, there will be a store that has Christmas decorations.
All right, well, check out. You can get in on the action when we figure out exactly how it works. And also, you had mentioned doing some kind of contest or pooling here. What were you thinking?
Well, with college football starting up here, I'm always part of a college football pick'em group on ESPN. So I was thinking this year, with nearly a month to go before football starts, maybe I'll put together a college pick'em FM Talk 106.5 league.
That'd be cool.
Where you pick 10 games every week and compete against the best, being me.
Yeah, no, that's probably
not really.
Right.
Not really.
So it'd be all of us could participate in it, and we just kind of grade ourselves each week?
We'll come up with a fun little prize for the top three at the end of the year.
I'm in on that. I'll be your sucker on that one. All right, 728 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5, and Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Baldwin County landmark is closing. News 5 has learned the Burris Farm Market on Highway 59 in Loxley will close this Sunday. Employees at the market would not say why it's closing. In April, the current owner of the business, Richard Stewart, was indicted by a Baldwin County grand jury for first-degree sexual abuse. Stewart pleaded not guilty to the charges. His trial is scheduled for December. Mobile police are investigating a pair of shootings Tuesday. One person was wounded at home on Hillcrest Lane near Cottage Hill and Azalea. News 5 employee Whitney Mosley was walking with her husband in the area and heard the shots.
We heard pow, pow, and we just kind of looked at each other. We were pretty scared and said, well, we're going to end this walk.
The other shooting Tuesday involved a man who was found shot at the Dollar General store on McVeigh Drive around 3:45 yesterday afternoon. Police believe he was shot somewhere else and drove himself to the store for help. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
A high-profile election for a vacant Republican House seat in Ohio is still too close to call, and it may not come for a week as provisional and absentee ballots are sorted. Cool temperatures overnight helped California fire crews get more control over the sprawling Mendocino complex blaze, but Dan Simon tells us the fire crisis there is as bad as it's ever been.
Right now you have 17 major wildfires burning across the state, 13,000 firefighters assigned to these blazes, more firefighters on these blazes than at any point in the state's history.
Chicago's most violent streets will see more police officers following 74 shootings last weekend, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
When I go out there in those streets, mothers and fathers stop me almost every day to tell me their story about a loved one that has been a victim of violence in this city.
430 additional officers will deploy to Chicago's five hardest-hit districts. Wall Street stock futures fluttering a bit, now narrowly mixed. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. An increase in prescriptions helped drugstore chain CVS beat second quarter profit and sales expectations and raise its outlook. CVS is up 2% pre-market. Tesla CEO Elon Musk surprised market watchers with tweets about taking the company private, sending shares up 11% at the close. Musk wants to pursue what would be the largest deal of its kind, but no decision has been made. The electric car maker is burning through billions and, as a public company, is under intense scrutiny about its ability to profitably and reliably produce solar products and electric cars. Tesla has started hiring for its new $2 billion Shanghai factory. The automaker's website shows it's looking to fill 14 senior roles. Office Depot reported second quarter sales rose 11% to $2.5 billion. In the year-ago quarter, retail dive credit sales at the Business Solutions division, which rose 4%. The Tesla excitement offset worries about trade tensions. The Nasdaq gained 24. The Dow added 126.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Birmingham, Alabama native Fannie Flagg, who is best known for her novel Fried Green Tomatoes, had a long career as an actress and comedian before dedicating herself to writing. Published in 1987, Fried Green Tomatoes, a story of racial and gender inequalities told through the unlikely but strong bonds of its female characters, resonated with audiences. The novel stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for 36 weeks and was adapted into a critically acclaimed movie.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 735, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, yesterday did both things that you said, as always. It got very, very hot, and also had some pretty darn big thunderstorms break out.
Yeah, we did, and although the airport didn't reflect that, only 0.16, I guess some very heavy rainfall in parts of the city yesterday afternoon. We'll see a few thunderstorms around again today. That'll provide some relief from the heat. We're going to get up around 92 to 93 degrees, but the heat index will be close to 105. Now, tonight, you might see an isolated thunderstorm or two in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, many a copy of today's weather, mostly sunny. Again, a few afternoon thunderstorms, a high tomorrow in the low 90s. And once again, that heat index up near 105. And looking ahead to the rest of the week for Friday, partly cloudy skies, good chance of some afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the low 90s. An even better chance for Saturday, mostly cloudy. With thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon, but a few could develop in the morning. Saturday's high, again, getting into the lower 90s. Sunday looks like the best day of the weekend with a few afternoon thunderstorms, high in the low 90s. Then early next week, we'll see the same thing with afternoon thunderstorms, but a little bit warmer. And highs around 95 degrees for Monday and Tuesday.
You know, Dr. Bill, it's been, of course, a quieter than expected hurricane season so far. But you said something the other day, I think, that, and this is nothing about panic. Lord knows that's not what you do. But it is interesting to put it in historical context. You mentioned Hurricane Andrew. And, of course, everybody will realize that's an A, so that's the first named storm of the year. When did Hurricane Andrew occur?
Yeah, that was practically in the last week of August, and that was the first storm of that season. Only had five named storms for the entire season, the first one not till late August, and of course it was a powerful one, an Andrew that moved into South Florida as a Category 5 hurricane, and it's one of, I believe, only three hurricanes that we've recorded that have reached the U.S. mainland with a Category 5.
So that, I mean, that just put it, not saying that that happens, you know, this year, but it did as I was kind of beginning at least to look at some laurels to rest on for the hurricane season. You brought that up, and I said, yeah, you know, you're right. You never know what's coming next week or the week after.
Yeah, we're still, of course, in the early part of August, and it looks like things may be starting to change a little bit. I'm starting to see some thunderstorm activity down in the Atlantic, tropical Atlantic, about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, and then the cluster of thunderstorms coming off the African coast. It's quiet right now in the Caribbean as well as in the Gulf of Mexico, and there is a named storm now out in the middle of the Atlantic. It's Tropical Storm Debbie. It's no threat to any land area. In fact, it'll be moving north-northeast away from the North American continent, so we don't have to worry about that particular storm. But we have a long ways to go yet in the hurricane season.
That is true. Dr. Bill, we're glad you're here keeping us in the loop. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Dr. Bill, 738 FM Talk 106.5. Remember, mentioned the other day that the Brady Bunch house was up for sale, the one that was used for the outside shots, mm-hmm. You know, during the Brady Bunch, with the front of that ubiquitous kind of ranch-style, you know, house. Well, it was up for sale. It has been bought. I'll tell you who bought it. I tell you, it's pretty genius when we get back. Let's check traffic right now. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Suns, towing and recovery, traffic center accident now at University and Ziegler still clearing. Also got the one at Industrial Parkway and Shelton Beach Road with an overturned vehicle in Pritchard. Baldwin County, I-65 southbound between 46 and 47 mile marker near Perdido. They've got another accident with injuries. The Jags football team opens up the 2018 season at home on Saturday, September 1st versus Louisiana Tech at 6 p.m. Order your tickets now online at usajaguars.com or call 461 One USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
You're invited to the USS Alabama and the USS Drum Saturday, August 18th for the quarterly drill by the Living History Crew demonstrating life in the Navy during World War II. Witness a morning weapons briefing and at 1,300 hours a rush to battle stations as enemy aircraft attack and are repelled by the men and guns aboard ship. Just some of the activities planned. Battleship Memorial Park opened from 8 to 6 with the last ticket sold at 5 p.m. USSAlabama.com for more.
740 FM Talk 106.5. Strike up the band, please.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
We all know this jam. Right. It's been a very Brady week on the show, as when I got back from Hawaii, people on Twitter were comparing, because it was a kind of our family vacation to Hawaii. We are kind of Brady Bunch-like. And at least somebody said, well, at least you didn't bring back any kind of statue, you know, that which figures into the Brady Goes Hawaiian thing. And I said, well, in fact, we did. My son brought home a tiki, and then more hijinks ensued. But yeah, so the Brady Bunch has come up multiple times this week on the show for some reason. But this is a story we had talked about, gosh, a month ago or so, that the Brady Bunch house, the one done used for the exteriors, as they call it in the business, for the Brady Bunch show, that was up for sale. And then yesterday it was announced there's a winning bidder for that house featured in 1970s television series. This is the smart CEO of Discovery Networks, Home and Garden Television's parent company, made the announcement during the company's second quarter earnings call, revealed the company has bought the home and plans to do shows restoring the home to its 1970s glory.
That's genius.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Number one, you're going to get the feel-goods from people of my generation, right, with the connection to the show. I mean, it's a piece of American TV history. But then you get to do all your, I mean, HGTV, all they're doing is, what is it, flip this house, buy this neighborhood, do all that. But you get the nostalgia along with the home fix-it DIY vibe. Good for you, HGTV. I'm jealous. That was smart.
Maybe it becomes a whole new series for them, you know, because they have the Little Houses series where people live in, like, 2 square foot houses. And
which my daughter is obsessed with those shows. She's like, I want a little house. I said, honey, I've worked very hard so we don't have to live in a miniature house. So, I mean, if things go bad, we may be living in one. So
maybe they're going to buy up all these old sitcom restaurants, and I mean, homes and restaurants.
That
and
would then, be awesome.
Yeah, like the Cheers Bar, for instance. I mean, I think that's still standing up there in Massachusetts, up there in Boston. So maybe they'll go around and buy all these homes.
The Little House on the Prairie.
80s, yeah. The Little House on the Prairie, and then renovate them to how they looked before.
Crockett Sailboat from Miami Vice. Just think of things that would be a really interesting show if you bought these old and had them that were emblematic of, here's a 2-story kind of house, here's a 70s ranch house, here's these things, these came from these shows, here's how, if you had a home like this, how you would do some renovations. Because Mobile, especially, I'd say western parts of the city, we got a lot of that 70s style Brady Bunch looking houses that people are buying and trying to restore now or restoring. And maybe they'll get some tips from the Brady Bunch, you know, I don't know what the name of the show is going to be, but it has been bought by HGTV. By the way, it was listed for just under $2 million. No word yet on how much HGTV paid for it. But if they got it for under $2 million, I think they'll make their money back on that just in advertising pretty easily.
And I guess the big news was that they outbid Lance Bass from NSYNC. Then they wanted Lance Bass's, you know, input after he was outbid. And he said, you know, I kind of watch HGTV all the time, so it doesn't really bother me.
I like the idea that here's a former pop star sitting around the house watching HGTV, waiting on that check to show up at the mailbox. There's another reality show in the making. All right, 7:43, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The beginning of this week marked the first day of school for school districts across the South, and what should have been a joyous occasion turned violent as a gunman started shooting at a back-to-school festival in Florida called Peace in the City, that festival in Titusville. A bystander stepped in and stopped that gunman with multiple shots. Authorities say that man got into a fist fight earlier in the day and then returned back to the park with a gun and opened fire. School supplies were being handed out at that festival. There were about 150 people in the area when the shooting started. According to Florida Today, that gunman was shot in the head on Monday and airlifted to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Neither man has been identified, but the bystander, authorities say, has been cooperating with investigators and is not expected to face charges. Thankfully, no one else was injured. If you want to jump into your favorite swimming spot one more time before you go back to school, maybe just in time for the weekend, good news to report, that is, courtesy of the Alabama Department of Public Health. Tuesday morning, multiple swimming advisories were lifted for Mobile Bay waters at the Fairhope Public Beach and Valanta Avenue. Based on water samples collected from these locations on Monday, swimming water quality is once again good. The bacteria levels are at a safe level. Samples are analyzed for specific bacteria, and high counts indicate the possibility that other disease-causing germs could be present in the water. These indicator bacteria are inhabitants of the intestines of humans and other warm-blooded animals. The Alabama Department of Public Health and the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, they operate these water quality monitoring systems and notification program under a grant from the EPA's Beach Act program. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is taken into custody overnight, charged in a machete attack. According to a series of tweets from Mobile Police Department, two men got into a fight. 24-year-old Michael Walker then pulled out a machete and attacked the other man. Happened early this morning near Imogene and Orleans Streets in Midtown Mobile. The victim was rushed to the hospital. We do not know his condition at this hour. Pensacola police are looking for a man they say kidnapped a woman outside a bar in the downtown area and then raped her. Surveillance video shows the man carrying the woman to his car. She appears unconscious in the video. You can watch that video to see if you can identify the man on WKRG.com. The first bell will ring for several schools in our area this morning. Students and teachers are returning to Satsuma City Schools, schools in Escambia County, Alabama, Mobile Christian School in Mobile, and schools in Greene County, Mississippi. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Cleveland Browns rookie wide receiver Antonio Callaway was cited for marijuana possession and driving with a suspended license when he was stopped early Sunday morning in Strongsville, Ohio. Callaway was a fourth-round pick in this year's NFL draft out of the University of Florida. According to the police report, Callaway was arrested at 3 a.m. on Sunday morning. He'd been stopped for a traffic violation for failing to yield to oncoming traffic. After police determined Callaway was driving with a suspended license, an officer found a small amount of suspected marijuana. Callaway's due in court tomorrow morning, and he had a turbulent college career back at Florida, suspended twice and missed the entire 2017 season for allegedly using stolen credit card information to fund bookstore accounts. Callaway tested positive for drugs at the NFL Combine prior to being drafted by the Browns. In some college basketball news, Michigan head coach John Boeheim underwent a successful scheduled double bypass heart surgery on Monday in Ann Arbor. Boeheim's expected to leave the hospital in a few days and hopes to be fully active by the time the Wolverines begin fall practice in October. Michigan assistant Sadie Washington will serve as the team's interim head coach during Boeheim's absence. Back in April, Boeheim led Michigan to its second national title game appearance since 2013, where the Wolverines lost to Villanova 79-62. In the NBA, Philadelphia 76ers first-round pick Zaire Smith has been diagnosed with a fractured left foot after suffering the injury Monday during a developmental camp. Smith is scheduled for surgery later this week, but his recovery timetable is currently unclear. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears had Tuesday night off, but they'll begin a five-game series tonight right here in Mobile against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35 p.m. And in the majors yesterday, the Atlanta Braves and Washington Nationals split a doubleheader. The Nationals picked up a win in Game 1, 8-3, but the Braves got them back in Game 2 with a 3-1 win. Edgar Inciarte had a two-run triple in the ninth inning to put the Braves ahead.
Hot shot, fair ball, headed for the corner. That's going to score Freddie. It kicks off the wall. Ball gets by Harper. Markakis around third. Throw toward the plate. Offline, and the Braves get two in the ninth.
Matt Carpenter hit his 30th home run of the season with his St. Louis Cardinals beating Miami 3-2.
3-2. Carpenter, a high fly ball, lifted out to deep right.
Philadelphia got the win over Arizona 5-2. Boston beat Toronto 10-7 in 10 innings. The Houston Astros beat San Francisco 2-1 thanks to an 8th-inning 2-run homer by Tyler White.
This ball sent to left field, high in the air and deep. All the way back, Slater at the wall, gone! Tyler White is in a 2-run home run! And just like last night, the Astros trailing the whole game 1-0. Take a 2-1 lead here on Tyler White.
Tampa Bay got the win over Baltimore 4-3, ending a three-game losing streak, and the Yankees beat the White Sox 4-3 in 13 innings. 7:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center officers just clearing up the accident at Industrial Parkway and Shelton Beach Road and University and Ziegler in Baldwin County against 65 southbound between the 46 and 47 mile marker near Perdido. I've got another accident. It's moving off to the right median. Bayway, the causeway looks good. Still got delays along University, Cottage Hill, and Airport in 65. At Bama Flooring on Highway 59, now in Robertsdale. They offer so much more flooring options in those big box stores and a better pricing. Check out their reviews on Facebook and see them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5. I guess time to tie up some loose ends from this hour of Mobile Mornings. Got a text here. We're talking about the Christmas decorations being up at that Selfridges store in London. Already they put it, I guess, up at the end of July each year. This texter says Hobby Lobby already has Christmas decorations for sale. Okay, but there's a difference. They have to put them. We made in the rules of our completely arbitrary bet we've made up here of when they will go up. They have to put up decorations as well, not just off. Right? Don't we agree that?
Yeah, I think so. So restaurants would be included. You know, places yes. that aren't just that don't just sell things, but the first place that puts up their Christmas decorations. That's what our little office pool is here right now.
All right,
now.
And y'all can get involved. When we figure out exactly how it works, we'll let y'all get involved in it. Also, this texture says about the Brady Bunch house, HGTV is going to make shag carpet popular again. So if you're looking to buy stock in companies selling shag carpet, it's coming back. Yeah, I don't know.
I just think that's a great idea. If they renovate old sitcom homes, that would be awesome.
It really would be, I think, a good show because you would bring different audiences in. Because the time frame of these homes, you could find things that are from 100 years old, you know, to fairly modern, that would reflect homes that we Americans are buying, trying to do work on, renovations on. And then you also get the nostalgia and people that are fans of the TV show. If you didn't catch the story earlier, the Brady Bunch house, the one they shot the exteriors on, was for sale and announced yesterday. HGTV bought it, and they're going to do, I guess, like a renovation on it. And then we started talking about what other homes or what other, you know, exterior shots for shows would be good to buy and renovate. Alex, I like this. Alex says Rockford's trailer in Malibu from the Rockford Files.
That'd be, that'd be awesome.
It would be great. Some of these that you and I were bouncing around talking about, I was thinking the ranch house from the Dallas. Dallas doing that for like a big remodel.
Uh-huh.
How about Married with Children, the Bundy house?
Yeah, and that's in Rockford, Illinois. Just looked that up, and that was an actual home. I guess back then they used all the exterior shots with actual homes.
Right.
Now, more often, you'll have a set that does everything. But still need real homes for exteriors.
Yeah, if they go down, let's say you bought, do they do 12, 14 episodes in a year of those kind of shows, or maybe it's more, whatever, you buy that number of homes, and then you do them, renovate them, and then you can flip them and sell them, make their money back. A lot of sitcoms and those things were apartments, so that'd be a little tougher.
Yeah, like if they went to buy the Friends apartment building.
Probably expensive.
Yeah, probably a little pricey there in New York.
Or they could get a better deal on like the exterior, the apartment for the old show, Perfect Strangers, with Cousin Balky, as played by Bronson Pinchot. How I remember that, I don't know. But yeah, we could put this or one of our sidebars today on the text line at 343-0106. If HGTV was going to do a show like that and was going to bring back homes, which ones should they put into the formula there?
Yeah, maybe the Baywatch Tower.
The lifeguard shack?
Yeah.
Okay, we're remodeling a lifeguard shack. Because, you know,
it could be done.
It could be done, but people would say, I have a good. It was a very good episode because I'm myself trying to remodel a lifeguard shack, and that applied. But, you know, what other homes could you bring in the mix to do these improvements to?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll keep that in
the list. The Cheers bar. But I actually think somebody bought that already, and I think it was under a name of another. Like, it was named something else, and they used that for the Cheers shots. But then somebody went ahead and bought it and made it into the Cheers bar. So I think that's actually in still pretty good condition and looks the same as it did during the TV show.
Of course, because I'm, you know, fiberglass and boat obsessed. I was thinking, you know, the sailboat that Sonny Crockett lived on in Miami Vice. if we could find that one, do a boating version of it.
Yeah, here's a couple. My Three Sons, Bewitched, The Bonanza Cabin.
Oh, now the Bonanza Cabin. Oh, I would dig that because I like cabins and log builds and stuff.
Yeah.
They would take the Bonanza Cabin and make it like cost $5 million or something. I think we got a show on our hands here.
I think so. We should probably be quiet now so we can make the show ourselves.
We'll go ahead and copyright that, and we'll be right back. We'll check in with News 5 coming up next hour. Jeff Poore joins us, and we'll talk to you at 343-0106. This is FM Talk 106.5.